You're listening to SBS News.
It's been dubbed Freedom Day, with almost all coronavirus restrictions now removed in England. But there's no freedom for Prime Minister Boris Johnson or his Chancellor Rishi Sunak, after they were deemed close contacts of COVID-positive Health Secretary Sajid Javid and ordered to self-isolate for 10 days.
We did look briefly at the idea of us taking part in the pilot scheme, which allows people to test daily, but I think it's far more important that everybody sticks to the same rules, and that's why I'm going to be self-isolating until the 26th of July, Monday, the 26th of July. And I know how frustrating it all is, but I really do urge everybody to stick with the program and take the appropriate course of action when you're asked to do so by NHS Test and Trace.
New infection rates in the United Kingdom are among the highest in the world, with more than 48,000 new cases and 25 deaths recorded in the past 24 hours. With masks no longer being mandatory in most settings, the removal of limits on gatherings and events, and nightclubs reopening, one of the government's chief scientists warns case numbers could reach 200,000 per day. But Mr. Johnson insists the risk can be managed. Now more than two-thirds of Britain's adult population is fully vaccinated.
This is the right moment, but we've got to do it cautiously. We've got to remember that this virus is sadly still out there. Cases are rising. We can see the extreme contagiousness of the Delta variant. But we have this immense consolation and satisfaction that there is no doubt at all that the vaccine program, the massive vaccination program, has very severely weakened the link between infection and hospitalisation, and between infection and serious illness and death.
The Delta variant is also continuing to spread rapidly in France, with more than 12,500 new cases detected in the country. Infection numbers are rising in Greece as well, resulting in the island of Mykonos reimposing a nightly curfew. Around-the-clock ban on music in bars, cafes and restaurants is also being imposed in response to 1 in 10 individuals tested on the island in recent days returning positive results. Tourists have mixed reactions.
It's no good for the island and for Mykonos and for the business here and for the people that work here. It's no good.
It was a bit like the last minute, the way when we found out that there will be like no parties and there will be restrictions at 1 a.m. But I think for the safety of everyone, personally, like, I don't mind. I think that it's for everyone's safety, and better be like safe than sorry.
In the United States, millions remain unvaccinated against coronavirus despite widespread availability of shots. Some 186 million people in the US have received at least one dose, while more than 161 million are now fully vaccinated. But US Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy has told CNN that with COVID-19 cases increasing in every state, he's worried about what lies ahead.
We're seeing 99.5% of deaths right now from COVID-19 in our country are happening among the unvaccinated. And so that's why it is so important that we take every measure possible to make sure people have the information they need about the vaccine, to make sure they have access to the vaccine, and to help them get vaccinated as quickly as possible. It is our fastest, most effective way out of this pandemic.
The Delta variant is also fueling a surge in infections across Indonesia. It's fast becoming the new epicenter of the pandemic, with almost 45,000 new cases and 1,000 deaths reported. The rise in infections and deaths among healthcare workers are leading to concerns the country's medical system may not be able to cope. A total of 114 Indonesian doctors died from COVID-19 between the 1st and 17th of July, accounting for more than 20% of the 545 fatalities in the profession since the beginning of the pandemic. In Thailand, more than 1,000 people have taken part in a protest calling for Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha to resign over his mishandling of the pandemic. The country is continuing to see a rise in COVID-19 cases, reporting a record daily high of 11,397 new infections. More than 90% of Thailand's total infections and 95% of deaths have occurred since early April, leading the government to prohibit the gathering of more than five people in Bangkok. But protesters say they had no option but to rally.
I feel that I was affected by what the government has done. The government has been poor at managing the situation, and if we don't do anything, there will be no change. We want a more up-to-date measure. They should open their eyes and see how the people have been living and not remain like a dictator. I feel very disappointed.
Meanwhile, major events around the world continue to be affected by the pandemic, with Saudi Arabia holding its second consecutive pared-back Hajj. Tens of thousands of vaccinated Muslims circled Islam's holiest site in Mecca over the weekend, wearing masks and remaining socially distanced as they walked. And organisers of the Tokyo Olympics are reporting its first COVID-19 cases in the athletes' village, leading to concerns over the safety of the games. Two South African footballers staying in the village have tested positive to the virus, while 10 other new cases connected to the Olympics have also been detected. Amy Hall, SBS News.